Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's Mansell. We'll go over the weekend slate and see what interests Leroy. Oh, hello, Jennifer. How are you? You wearing somber black because LeBron chose Philly, or just a normal goth day?
Both. This is definitely for the bum decision that he made, but okay.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do? Bum.
Oh, man. For 1 week, he was loved. Oh, the prodigal son. Man. He's coming back.
He made his choice.
Hold on. But, like, when did I ever say, oh, my God. Did I believe he was coming after that whole YouTube debacle? Sure. But did I actually...
I definitely did.
Show pony my way through the whole show.
Oh, yeah. There was some show poniness going on. Not you.
I thought for sure he was coming after the YouTube leak.
That's what I'm trying to imply.
It's never you.
Not me.
People are like, it was the leak. I don't think it was the leak. I do think it's funny, though, that they had that in anyway. It is going to be one of those weird 30 for 30s of like, what happened on leak night? Anyway, Leroy, are you ready to go over the weekend slate?
I am.
Tonight at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park.
Home sweet home.
Marlins. Padres. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
Yes. Yes. You can't get to double digits.
Oof. My fancy is tickled.
No. You can't get to double digits. I need them to do something.
Man, they better. It's been rough sledding. A rough sledding right now, that's for sure. Pretty crazy. What about tomorrow? The Pinks are on the pitch against CF, Montreal. Take your fancy? Why not?
Messi's not back.
Fancy not tickled.
You're just are you a Messi fan or a Pinks fan?
I'm a Pinks fan that enjoys watching Messi.
Got your fill in the World Cup? That was it for you? Wow.
So I have a question.
Hmm?
Vlad, I'm going to ask you this. You're more of a soccer guy than me. After watching the World Cup, is it hard to go back to watching MLS?
Yes.
Okay.
Less stakes or just the quality of play?
Both.
Quality.
Both.
I don't really notice the difference.
No, you
notice. Oh.
Really notice. Yeah, you'll notice.
The final was terrible. It was a terrible game.
It was a terrible for,
keep away. Keep the ball.
It was for the fans that want action, but if you like strategy, if you like tactical technicians.
But boring strategy is still unentertaining. I talked about this the day after it happened, Vlad.
Tell me.
You know what strategy is? That's who's the coach who used to fist pump field goals?
Tony Sparano.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So,
remember, they used to win games and everybody hated it.
I get it. They don't care. Spain didn't care.
But the Wildcat was fun. They had the Wildcat. And so we got to watch games and we all got to shout, Wildcat! And that was fun.
That's the equivalent to a corner kick.
Yeah, but it was fun. Like
You don't see it that often. And when you see it, you get excited.
Tate South says, didn't Miami's goalie just kick it into his own goal?
Listen, yeah,
we
did.
Don't have to talk about that.
No, he didn't kick it into his own goal.
We don't have to talk about goals.
He let it go through his legs.
He kicked the dirt.
Everybody's a little rusty, all right? Calm down. I saw a Team USA goalie kick the grass. That's international.
Kick the grass.
What about tomorrow on DAZN? Anthony Joshua.
What?
Back in the ring, taking on Christian Prenga in Saudi Arabia. Tickle your fancy?
That's early in the day, huh?
Yeah, it'll probably be around 7 o'clock.
Oh, no, I ain't paying for it, but yeah, it tickles my fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Hey.
Is this his first fight since knocking out Anthony Jake Paul?
Yes.
I feel like it is.
But I also think somebody else is fighting tomorrow.
Is that considered a knockout or just like that
did,
wasn't it?
Dude. Did hand hit jaw?
Oh, my goodness.
Did hand hit jaw?
At what point when that fist hit his face,
both sides
did,
he said,
did hand hit Drew? That's all I'm asking.
Yes. Yes.
Then that was a fight. That was a knockout.
Hey, hey, at what point when that hand hit his jaw, did he go, I think I've been off more than I could chew?
I think you saw the look on his face.
Oh, he hasn't fought since.
I don't think he's going to fight again.
I don't think he's going to fight again, dude.
I wouldn't either if my jaw got rocked like that.
Also tomorrow on PBC pay-per-view on Amazon Prime, Errol Spence Jr. makes his return to the ring.
They found him?
Taking on Tim Tszyu. Does that tickle your fancy?
Yeah. I like Errol Spence.
I like Errol Spence,
my
too.
My fancy is tickled.
We were all partying with Errol Spence thinking that he was going to be the guy. He was one of the few. Didn't he come talk to us, right? Was Errol, who was it?
We've had Errol Spence on the show before, but yeah. It wasn't before the Crawford fight. He's a chill dude.
Like, I
saw him fight at Jerry's World.
When he lost to Crawford, I was stuck.
I felt bad. We had those Dallas guys in front of us. We had a Dallas morning show in front of us.
You called it, though. You said it. You called it. You like, Spence a great fighter, but Bud's going to win.
Yeah.
And you said, like, Bud's going to win pretty handedly, too. I didn't think it was going to be like that. You called it.
He worked like, killed wow.
Yeah. And then you got Zuffa boxing on Sunday. You got Edgar Berlanga against Stephen Butler.
So. The Bodega champ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fat Joe going to walk him out.
Who's going to walk him out?
Fat Joe, I think that's his manager.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. I love Berlanga because he's the Bodega champ.
He's fighting on Zuffa Boxing on Sunday.
In New York, correct? I think he's fighting like in a theater in Madison
Square. Yeah, probably the theater in MSG upstairs. Yeah,
I think it's like a doubleheader going on.
Is it upstairs or downstairs? Where is the theater?
I believe it's upstairs.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Never been there. Also, UFC tomorrow, Leroy. Early action at noon. Magomed Ankalaev against Bogdan Guskov from Uzbekistan.
You know he wants Bogdan to win, just for him to say Bogdan.
Oh, there's some tough names on here. Tough. John Anik has his work cut out for him. Magomed Zainikov. Rizvan Kuniev. Oof.
Any reason why you had to say it in the accent?
Because otherwise I can't say it.
Makes sense.
I think I'll allow it.
Leroy, does the Odyssey tickle your fancy?
I'm trying to figure out what this movie is about.
I asked the same question yesterday, and basically,
I keep watching the preview.
Are you familiar with Greek mythology?
It looks interesting.
Does it tickle your fancy?
No.
Really?
Okay. But it could change.
Fancy, not too long?
To figure out what the hell's going on.
Too long? You're not going to do a three-hour movie?
I heard it's not.
It's crazy because here's the deal.
They said that you don't feel the 3 hours pause, but like you don't. It's pretty. Like,
Star Wars was 3 hours, but it was riveting, right? Avatar was 3 hours, and I wanted to take a nap. Right? So.
Which one? Like, the first one or the second one?
I never saw either Avatar.
Everyone after the first
one.
Wow.
Everyone after the first one, Vlad.
Okay. I agree with you.
You know what I watch?
Because, like, you know how movies end and you think that's over? And then they make three more movies and you're like, well, why didn't these people come to fight in the first one? It would have been over in like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I think maybe. I don't know. It's a maybe for me. Like, my fancy's tickled, but do I want to make it out to a special theater to see it? I don't know.
But you got to go to the theater to see it.
Got to watch it. Like, yes. What is it, 4D?
Apparently, yeah, the 4D. Apparently, the theater moves. Things are like.
I don't have an IMAX. Yeah, I don't have any of those
things
near
me. Are sprayed on you, like water.
Isn't there one in Boca?
The Boca's a ride for me. I don't want to go to Boca to watch a movie.
All I know, if you're doing that 4D, don't bring any food with you. Don't put it on you because
it'll shake.
The seats shake.
Interesting.
No, like you feel like.
I believe you.
That, like, yeah. Apparently, like, there's a fan.
Control,
there's like a fan blowing some type of watery mist. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, dude. You want to know something?
I'm just saying.
Just make a good movie. I don't need special effects, you know, to hit me.
Spidey comes out next week.
I'm definitely seeing that. My son loves Spider-Man. My son loves Spider-Man.
We
watched Masters of the
Superheroes. Spider-Man is like.
We watched Masters of the Universe yesterday. Man, you want to talk about a movie that stretched out a little too long?
Wait a minute. That thing's already on Prime.
Yeah. Yeah. Already on Prime.
That's quick for a movie.
What's on Prime?
So is, what's the other one? There's another one that's on Prime, too, that came out.
I think Mando and Grogu are on Prime now, too.
Mando and Grogu.
Damn.
But, yeah, He-Man or Masters of the Universe.
Too long?
Pause. You could have made it an
is
hour.
It too, is too much AI?
It's not the AI didn't bother me. I don't need the backstory.
You know? They gave you backstory just to
be,
the story?
Just be He-Man. You know, I don't need He-Man's living in the real world trying to find his way. Why am I so different? Like,
wait, he's not on Grayskull?
He's not
outside of Grayskull?
He gets sent.
Wait, spoiler alert.
He gets sent to another dimension.
Wait, he's very nonchalant about it. I don't need He-Man trying to find his way.
No, I don't need that.
No, but the minute he said that, I'm like, wait a minute, he's not in Grayskull?
No, he starts off. Grayskull's attacked. He's sent off as a boy off to another dimension.
Like Superman?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like Superman. Except it's Superman, except of being a journalist, he is in HR. So he has to, he's learning all about.
Hey, he's HR?
He's in HR. HR. I'm like, I don't need this. He's behind on rent. And guess what? He just found his sword. Boom. He's back to He-Man. And there's no even like struggle of him becoming He-Man or learning how to use it. They're just like,
he just found the sword and that
found
was
the
it?
Sword. And boom. Turn the sword on. He's He-Man. Kicks everyone's ass. Spoiler alert. That's Masters of the Universe.
So in he comes down to Earth and he's John Hodges?
Oh, yeah. He is.
Stop it. No, it can't be anyone in the office. We don't have HR.
Yes, John. That's he wasn't.
Man. Anyway, that's tickled my fancy.
That's great, Leroy.
Could you imagine? Said, hi, John. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Next time I see John, I'm going to say, hi, He-Man.
He-Man.
Could you imagine you say hi to John, and all of a sudden he takes his pen, and the pen becomes a sword?
You know what? Let's try this, because he has children, so.
Yeah.
He should know something.
Anyway,
so you were out on He-Man.
Of Grayskull.
I'm probably going to watch it.
It was fine. It was fine. Like, I didn't regret watching it, but I was like, this could have been, they could have cut it. Like, when I first saw the runtime and they were like two and a half hours.
2.5? Damn, that's long.
And I was like, this.
How are we going to get to 2.5 hours?
I'm like, this could have been 2 hours. It honestly could have been 90 minutes.
Hey, so my question is why are you always a movie skeptic?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're skeptical about The Odyssey.
No, I said, I watched the preview. I couldn't tell what it was really about. I know it's some Greek mythology, and I'm familiar with the story, but the previews didn't do it justice.
Well, everyone is saying it's a really great movie.
I don't feel like I'm a movie skeptic.
And then Tobin's out here talking about He-Man saying he didn't care for it, and you're like, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Because I'm familiar with He-Man.
I saw Obsession.
I used to watch the He-Man cartoon as a little kid.
I saw Obsession last week. It was on Peacock. I thought it was good.
It was good. I think I'm going to watch this weekend.
Yeah, I thought it was decent. But no, it's not that He-Man was fine. It was just like they could have cut an hour out of it.
We got action.
Okay, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.